This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
Does the Bible sometimes seem complicated to you? Well, to help you get a proper perspective, we invite you to join us on Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee each weekday on this station as we go through the Bible in 5 years. Dr. McGee teaches the Bible in an easy-to-understand way, and you'll appreciate his simple, down-to-earth, and yet profound Bible teaching right here on the station.
Join Dr. McGee and the Bible Bus at 9 a.m. and p.m. right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Listen to me. Growing people are changing people. If you're growing, you're changing. If you're not growing, help me, you're not changing. Come on, amen. Listen, when Mikey was little, he was just a little guy, man. We got worried because he wasn't hardly growing. I mean, seriously, he was in our life. We were concerned. He was at head and shoulders below everybody in his grade level. And we were concerned. We thought, well, man, we need to get him checked out. So what we did is we got him checked out, and the doctor said, no, he's fine. He's just got a small stature, man. He's going to be fine. And we're like, good. So we put a little pencil mark on the wall. It's where he was. How many know if I went back to that wall and I kept putting a little pencil mark there every day, I wasn't going to see no change in his life. But if I put a pencil mark there and then I went back in 6 months and I put another pencil mark, how many know I'm going to see a little bit of growth in his life? Why? Because growing people are changing people. If you're growing, you're changing. How many know you don't measure growth in 24-hour cycles? Come on, somebody. But if you'll look back over your life, if you've been faithful to serve and you've been faithful to be where God's called you to be and do what he's told you to do, you can look back over last year and you can see what God has done in your life. You can look back and see the miracles. You can testify of the goodness of God, because growing people are changing people. And I promise, if you've been growing, you ain't the same person you was a year ago. You're somebody different. You got a different perspective. You got a renewed hope. Come on, somebody, amen. Huh? Listen, if you've been coming to church for 5 years and you look back over your life for the last 5 years and you ain't changed a bit, then clue into something right now. You ain't growing. You've broken the move of God in your life and you're not growing. You keep rationalizing and trying to be logical with God and keep telling God why you can't do what you need to do. And you are stuck in immaturity. Is that too much truth too fast? God wants to change your life, but you've got to grow. You can't stay where you are and expect God to do changes in your life. You've got to engage Him by faith. You've got to step into the realm of His grace and lay hold of it by faith and say, God, I believe You no matter what. I'm not going to let this sin have my life. I'm not going to let addiction manipulate me. I'm not going to let a lie tell me how to live. I'm growing up. Somebody shout, I got to grow up. I dare you to pray that kind of perilous prayer. God, search me. Know me. Oh, God, test me. Teach me. Many people won't pray that way because they're afraid to get what they're going to get. Listen to me. You can't afford not to pray that way. You will never become what God wants you to become until you allow God to do the work that He wants to do in your life. You better learn how to pray perilous prayers or you'll be stuck in a cycle of frustration, a cycle of depression, and a cycle of discouragement. Don't you let the devil sidetrack the call of God on your life. You're better than that. Praise the Lord. Number two, Matthew chapter 6, verse 9 and 10. The disciples came up to Jesus and said, Jesus, please teach us how to pray. And this is what He said to them. He said, pray this way. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, let's say it together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. How many of most of the time we say them words, we do it like we say in the Pledge of Allegiance or the flag. We are more concentrated on saying the words than we are meaning the words. Especially when the whole church prays it together. You get close to somebody that knows it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. We're more interested in getting it right than knowing what it means. Come on, you ever watch anybody sing a song on the iPod and they act like they know the song, but they got the earplugs in? Half the song they're going, yeah, that's right. Take the earplug out. Yeah, I love that song. I know every word of it. I don't know nobody like that, do we? Praise the Lord. We're just used to it because it's the Lord's prayer. But watch this. Here's the truth. He said, Your kingdom come. Your kingdom come. Literally, the verb is saying this. Your kingdom come into my life. Come on, Your will be done in my life on earth as it is in heaven. God, Your will, not my will. Your kingdom, not my kingdom. Huh? Listen, when He says Your kingdom come, what you're saying is, Lord, let Your power and Your authority rule in my life. Let it work in my life. Let it change my life. That's a perilous prayer. Because most of the time, we want to pray these prayers. Lord, let my kingdom grow. Lord, let my kingdom be great. Oh, Lord, let me have a good name. Come on, we don't say that, but that's what we're thinking when we pray. Come on, help me, somebody. I know this is kind of really real, but y'all all right? Okay, everybody all right? Two things the kingdom has. It has power, and it has authority. He said, let Your power and Your authority come into my life. The second thing He said is let Your will be made manifest in my life just like Your will is made manifest in heaven. Let Your will be done. Amen? The first part is very powerful because He's saying, what you're literally saying is, God, I want You to make my life an instrument. I want my life to be something that You work through where Your power and Your authority is revealed to everything around me. I want to be a person, an instrument. Ephesians 3:20 says it this way. Now. Everybody say now. Now. That means the power is now. We got to get away from this thing of we praying and we believe in God that one day when we get to heaven, we ain't going to have no more sorrow and it's all going to be good. No, he said the power's now. Somebody say now. It ain't off when you get to heaven. He wants to put power in you now. Everybody say now. Not yesterday, not just tomorrow, not just when you get to heaven, but he wants power in you now, right now. Come on, amen. So we got to get rid of that theology that we're just going to suffer till we get to heaven. No, God wants to release in you the kingdom of God now. Kingdom ambassador, representative of heaven. And he said this, he said, now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. It ain't according to Jason's power. It ain't according to your power. It ain't according to the governmental power. It ain't according to the state house power. It's according to the power of God that works in you. God wants to abundantly, exceedingly surpass everything you could think or ask according to the power that you've released on the inside of your life. My Father, your kingdom come into my life. Your will be done in my life on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, come on. God's chosen to do it through you. Isn't that cool? He picked you. He chose you. The Bible says many are called, few are chosen. That means the call went out to everybody. The chosen said yes. You here today, you chosen. Make no mistake about it. God don't make no mistakes. You chosen. Somewhere you said yes. Come on, huh? God don't want to wait to change your life. He wants to change it now. He don't want to wait to change your kids. He wants to change it now. He wants to change your house now. He wants to change the church now. He wants to change this city now. Praise the Lord. That's the same kind of prayer Jehoshaphat had in 2 Chronicles chapter 20. They had all the ites, the Amorites, the Moabites. All, how many know what ites are? Ites are all them people come against you just drive you crazy. Come on, huh? And Joseph had said, God, we unable. We don't know how to do it. We ain't got no power in ourselves. And even if we did have the power, we ain't got the wisdom to defeat these people. Even if we did have the power, we don't have enough smarts to figure it out. God, we need help. I wonder how many people we got in this room today would say, Pastor, that's me. That's where I am today. I don't have the power to fix things. And if I did have the power, I wouldn't even know where to start. Come on, that's a hard question to ask, isn't it? This is what Jehoshaphat said. He said, Lord, we're powerless and we don't have enough wisdom to know what to do. But our eyes are on you because you are the Almighty God. See, when you don't know what to do, you just got to put your eyes on Jesus. He is your answer. He is your solution. Come on, I dare you to pray that kind of prayer. God, let your will be done in my life. God, I'm not going to figure it out because I don't know how. And if I had the power to know how, I want your will to be done, not my will. Your will. Somebody shout, your will. Your will be done. What happens to you when your life is totally submitted to the will of God? And that's one of the hardest things we do as people is to have to try to submit our will to somebody else's will. Isn't it? We don't like nobody to tell us what to do.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
Praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God, you're my company.
I have never met anybody that wasn't willing to do the will of God their own way. I met a lot of people that don't want to do the will of God his way. Praise the Lord. Come on, huh? You say, Pastor, well, what difference does that make if in the end it all gets done and everything works out the way it's supposed to, the end result's good? Come on. What difference does that make? What difference does that make? Why is he concerned about how I got there? I got there. Come on, a lot of people in the church got there, but they didn't get there by going the way God told them to. I mean, there's a price to pay for that, amen? Because anybody can fulfill a prophetic word over their life, but if you don't do it God's way, you ain't going to prosper in it. It'll be a noose around your neck waiting to snap your neck as soon as you get out of line. And it will become a law of religion, not a place of freedom. Listen, even Jesus struggled with this. You say, Jesus struggled with this? Yes, he did. Jesus struggled with this. The battle of the cross was not on Calvary, ladies and gentlemen. The battle of the cross was not in the halls of Pilate, where they condemned him to death. The battle of the cross was not on a whipping post where they beat him and lashed his back up and with 39 stripes and they shoved a crown of thorns on his head. That was not the battle of the cross. The battle of the cross was not the Via Dolorosa. The battle of the cross was the day before in a garden called Gethsemane, where Jesus was in a place of prayer. And he said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He wasn't saying, God, I don't want to pay for the redemption of the world. That's not what he was saying. He wasn't saying, God, get me out of this big mess you put me in. He wasn't saying, God, all these people are total losers and I really don't want to do this no more. That's not what he was saying. What he was saying, because he understood he was born for this. He understood that his Father sent him for this purpose, to redeem the sins of mankind. He knew that. What he was saying was, God, if there's any other way for me to redeem the sin of mankind and not have to go to this cross. You know why? Because he saw the cruelty of the cross. He saw the suffering on the cross. He saw the pain on the cross. He saw the ridicule of the cross. He saw the burden of the cross. He said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup pass from me. That's what we do. Lord, I'll do your will. I just want to do it my way. Lord, I'll answer the call, but I'm going to do it on my terms. I'll wait on you. That's real. God said, I want you to get plugged in. I want you to be in church on Sunday. Well, God, I want to do that, but my job. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it my way. That's a perilous prayer. If there be any other way, God, let this cup pass from me. The Bible says he prayed through the night. And when he got up from there after praying that prayerless prayer, he said, not my will. Not my will, but your will. And he got up from that place and he went and fulfilled the will. Not many people will go to a cross for you. Most people won't show up for church for you. Not many people are going to let you stick a crown of thorns in their head and nail them to a tree. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. It's perilous prayers that take the focus off of what we want and put our heart on what he wants. Nobody wants to pray them kind of prayers because they're hard. Perilous prayers. Most of us pray, Lord, let this cup pass from me. That's a tough cup to drink, Jesus. Let this cup pass from me, Jesus. God, I know you want my marriage to be blessed, but can you do it this way? I really don't want to change this thing, God. I just can't. This is who I am. This is how I am. Can't you fix it and leave me alone? Lord, I want my business to be blessed, but do I really have to do it that way? I mean, really? Do I got to turn my cable TV off for a year? God, is that really your will for me not to have entertainment? Or this one. Well, nobody else has to do it that way, Lord. Why do I have to do it that way, Lord? Huh? Why? Why? And the Lord says, that's because this is your cup. It ain't their cup. This is your cup. This is my will for your life. You can't compare yourself to anybody else because you're not drinking their cup and they're not drinking your cup. Everybody's got to drink their own cup. It's the destiny of God for your life to drink your cup. Your cup only fits you. Your destiny is only for you. Your destiny ain't somebody else's destiny. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. And you're only going to find out what kind of cup you got to drink from when you learn how to pray perilous prayers. Not everybody's destiny is your destiny. Not everybody's assignment is your assignment. You have a purpose. It's your purpose. That's what happened to Jesus. Jesus is about to go up in the clouds. He rose from the dead, and they're all standing there. And Jesus looks at Peter, and he says, Peter, before this is all over, they're going to crucify you the way they crucified me. And Peter didn't look at him and go, if that's the cup you got for me, Lord, then I will drink that cup. I will do it in faith if that's the call of my life. You know what Peter did? He said, well, what about John? What about John? I got to get crucified. What about John? What did Jesus say to him? What happens to John ain't none of your business. You got to drink your cup. Come on, somebody. Amen. Listen, life ain't fair. If somebody tells you that God is fair when it comes to dealing in the situations of life, they lying to you. He is fair in his judgment, but life ain't fair, ladies and gentlemen. I can't tell you why things happen the way they happen. All I know is I got to drink the cup that God told me to drink, and you got to drink the cup you got to drink. I don't know why four teenagers can get in a car and ride down the road and get in a car wreck, and three of them die and get all mangled up, and one of them don't get a scratch on them. I can't explain it, but all I know is I got to learn how to drink the cup that God told me to drink, because it's my destiny. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. You're only going to know how to drink your cup if you learn how to pray perilous prayers. Perilous prayers. Praise the Lord. Just look at somebody and say, it ain't none of your business what's in my cup. You drank your cup, I drank my cup. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah said, I was troubled over the whole nation of Israel. And God said, go down to the potter's house, Jeremiah. I want you to go down there. So he goes down to the potter's house, and he looks in the window at the potter, and the potter has a lump of clay on the wheel. He's watching this potter with this lump of clay, and the wheel is spinning, and the potter is shaping the clay, and he's molding it in his hands. And God said back to Jeremiah, he said, Jeremiah, are you and my people not like that lump of clay in the potter's wheel? Jeremiah said, oh, excuse me, you're right. Come on, Paul says it like this in Romans. Paul says, can the clay say to the potter, this is the kind of vessel I want to be? Or does the potter get to say to the clay, this is how I'm molding your life. This is how I'm shaping your life. This is how I'm working in your life. Are you going to trust me to have my will in your life? Or are you going to have your own will in your life? Come on, somebody. Listen, I know sometimes when you're on the potter's wheel, your life is spinning out of control, and you don't always know what's going on. You ever get on a merry-go-round? You don't always can't see everything right, and everything's kind of confusing, and it's a little bit chaotic. When you're on the potter's wheel, not everything makes sense all the time. But let me tell you something. As long as you're on the potter's wheel and you're spinning around, God's got his hands on your life, and he's shaping you, and he's molding you. And as long as you're in the hands of God, his will be done in your life. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Come on, somebody.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbus. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market in Florida today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast and in the Palm Beaches, the housing market is back in full force and there are a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It also can be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is offering a free seminar on how to prepare to buy a home, what programs are available to you, and how you can qualify. You can sign up for this free seminar by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 561-201-5499. The number again is 561-201-5499. También hablamos en español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun. There.